Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Snitch and Lins Enhanced Podcast. At any time, push the blue button on your iPhone or iPod to access exclusive commentary from the hosts themselves. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the Snitch and Lins Podcast.
Let's go. And welcome to the Snitch and Lins Podcast for a brand new week. My friend of 20 years and my saviour, Lindsay Price, is
here. I am your saviour. I saved you from your wicked ways. Brought you into the podcast world.
And thank you very much for that.
That's okay.
My goodness, do we have a podcast for you this week.
Podcast 39.
39. Ooh.
Too long. It's been too long.
Or not long enough.
Maybe.
If we make it to podcast 40, I feel like we've done pretty well.
Yep.
Especially with this one this week.
What we got?
Surprise party.
Surprise party?
3-1.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that. Next one.
Next. What are we talking about next?
What are we talking about next? Oh, we're going to be talking about Greenland.
Oh, Greenland. All the stuff that's happening there.
And
the pinnacle of the show.
More orbit meditation.
Don't forget the slinky segments that are coming up.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to even tell you any more about that.
Oh, man. It's a mammoth of a segment.
Yeah, I was going to get you to read it off this piece of paper, but it's gone.
It's gone now. Into the crumples.
Throw it into the bin. That's what we do with segments that aren't good enough. That's how selective we are.
Didn't even make it to the bin.
Yeah, no swishes. Pretty much the exact same as what this podcast is going to be. No goals.
No goals. Listeners of the show know that I sleep talk occasionally.
Occasionally. In every single night.
Every single time I'm asleep. Anytime I'm bored, I'll just kind of talk.
I swear to God, there's been a couple of times where you've rung me during your sleep, and I'm pretty sure you were just sleep talking.
I actually talked to my mum on the phone when I was asleep.
Yeah, well,
I don't remember the call.
No.
My mum called me and I answered. I talked to her in my sleep, and then I hung up, and then I called her when I woke up. She said, I've had this conversation already. I was like, really? When? It's like, with you before? And I was like, at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I do not remember that at all.
Next level, sleep talking. That's what Lindsay's at right now.
Well, Michael,
took it up.
I took it up another level.
Another level.
Okay. Me and Dishy were having a bit of a sleepover. You know, just chilling out.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see where this is going. Do we need like a music bed underneath this?
No, we don't need a music bed. Sure? Yeah.
I'm sure I can find something. How about this? Not bad.
Not appropriate, Michael.
Okay.
Not appropriate. Right, fine. Let me explain. I didn't sleep talk. Well, I kind of slept talk, but I went up another level.
Okay.
I was asking her questions in my sleep.
Oh, what?
I was like, oh, would you do for some money? And she's like, excuse me? And then I repeated the question. I was like, would you do, I can't, she doesn't know what exactly I said. It was something for money.
Obviously, it's Lindsay. Lindsay's asking a question. If he's making a statement, if he's talking in general, it's usually about money and him getting more of it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all my dreams consist of.
It's just more money.
I just need more money, guys.
More money, man.
Send it my way. Yeah. And then she asked, like, what are you saying? I'm like, would you for some money? I said the exact same question.
Still more money. Once for money.
Yeah.
She's asked what you're asking yet. You've asked again for money.
Yep.
Okay, this is like real life now. This is why you're taking it to the next level.
And she's a bit sleepy, a bit dozy, and she didn't know what's going on.
Mm.
And she says, what? What again? And I'm like, never mind. And I grab all the blankets and I fall on my butt. I twist them like, never mind. And I fall straight back to sleep. So not only am I sleep talking, I'm sleep fighting, which is getting me in trouble. So when I wake up,
you're in trouble.
I'm in the bad books.
You're in the bad
because
books.
Because I've been sleep fighting.
It's because you're sleep fighting over money as well.
I know.
You just get like, you turn aggro when you don't get a little bit of coin, don't
you? Talking about waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Damn, dude. Now, you're aware who LMFAO are, right?
Yes. They sing that song, Party in the House Tonight.
Party Rocking?
Party Rocking in the House Tonight. Yes. That's it.
Party Rocking. Doesn't matter. Okay. You know who they are. Okay.
Yes. They're really funny guys. I'm sexy and I know it, those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome guys. Funny guys.
Now, you've seen the video for Party Rocking?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you noticed that there's a bot in there?
There's
a robot.
There's a robot, yeah.
He's called the Shufflebot.
The Shufflebot?
Yeah. He's a guy, apparently.
Really?
He's a thing.
Hmm.
Well, they've created him. The Shufflebot. Created him so much that now he has his own Twitter account.
No.
Yeah.
The Shufflebot?
The Shufflebot Twitter account.
Does he tweet in ones and zeros?
No, that's the funny thing. The Shufflebot isn't what you would think he would be, okay?
Okay.
Because I'd like to take you through a little bit of a look through the Shufflebot's tweets. Come down the rabbit hole. So apparently the Shufflebot
Yep.
watched The Amazing Spider-Man.
Awesome. Good on you, Shufflebot. Yeah.
No actual opinion on what it was. Just watched it.
He watched it.
Shufflebot went and watched it.
Good on you, Shufflebot.
There was a girl that had tweeted at Shufflebot saying, "Hey, like your Shufflebot.
Hey,
cool, cool, yeah,
awesome."
Yeah. He tweeted back, "Sexy."
Well,
full stop. Period.
That's yeah. Straight to the point.
Straight to the point. Shufflebot, bit creepy, but okay. Here's another one from Shufflebot. Right here. I like to shuffle. Who likes to shuffle like I do? Little question to his fans out there.
His name, you would assume he would like to shuffle.
He does like to shuffle, Shufflebot.
If he wasn't Shufflebot, I don't think he would like to shuffle.
Mm. Honestly, I'm starting to think that maybe Shufflebot isn't affiliated with LMFAO. That maybe this is some kind of imposter. You want to know why?
A Shufflebot imposter?
It's a Shufflebot imposter.
What is this world coming to?
You want to know why?
Why is that?
The very last tweet, his most recent tweet is, now you mentioned LMFAO song Sexy and I Know It.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. To which the line is, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
He, I think he's tried to quote that, but he hasn't got it quite right. And he's come out and said, I'm sexy too. I know. So...
Shufflebot.
Shufflebot, for something that's got computers inside you, you can't seem to even get the lyrics to your songs right.
Michael, he has those really basic commands like Siri and Xbox Kinect where you say something but it doesn't quite hear you. Mm. That's what Shufflebot's suffering from. He hears the words, but it doesn't quite know how to make sense of them.
I'm sexy too. I know. I know I'm sexy. I'm sexy too. And I know it.
Shufflebot. Michael.
Yes.
You know how I just got back from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You know how everything's bigger in Texas?
You know it.
I tell you what's really big in Texas.
What?
They're Slinkies.
Oh!
Check out this bad
boy. That's awesome.
Now.
That's a giant Slinky.
It's a giant rainbow Slinky. You could almost put your head in it. You know how you can just fit your wrist through the normal ones?
Yeah, yeah.
This one you can fit like your whole arm. Easily. Feel that bad boy.
All right. So does this physically work as a Slinky?
Oh, it does work as a Slinky.
So you can actually slinky it.
You can slinky it and you can get down steps and everything.
It's not just a novelty size.
No,
this
Michael.
This is a physical slinky.
That's the real deal with slinkies.
Look at you go! I'm sorry, I just got caught up in the slinky then. That was good.
Michael, I think, because this is an especially big slinky.
It is especially big.
I think you can do especially unique things, such as go down giant steps, like big lengths of steps.
So you're saying a big slinky equals big steps.
Let's send that slinky down the biggest set of steps we can find.
Are we going to have to build a set of steps that big that can fit this slinky?
I don't know, Michael. We're going to have to do something. Let's go out there and just find a set of steps and just...
See what it does.
Let's just make it happen.
Let's see slinky history. Let's make slistery.
Slistery. Let's go.
Now, Lindsay, we're at ground zero.
No, we're at step 10.
Sorry, we're at step 10 up here for the... The slinkathon that we're going to do. How many steps do you think we're going to get?
Okay, I think this is the trouble. I think we'll do the steps fine, but there's a massive gap. It's like a meter gap. Now, ordinarily, a slinky couldn't make that gap, but this is a very special slinky. It's a rainbow slinky. It's a massive slinky.
What do you think, Slinky? Yeah, he's good to go. All right, let's slink it up, shall we?
Top of the steps.
Yep, step 10, step 20.
Step 20.
Step 10 is going to be hard, but he's got to clear this gap, about a meter gap. So
Right here.
So
once it's through there, it's smooth sail until home.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
Get up there. All right, I'm going to jump down behind the camera now as Lindsay tries to make slistery from the top of the steps. Here we go. And he's off. He's made one. He's made two. He's made three. Oh, we've fallen on the fourth. Oh, and he's recovered. Oh, the recovery. Oh, no. Oh, we're back again. Did we see this? This is history in the making. He has stopped. Lindsay, what step has he stopped on here?
He stopped on step 10.
Lindsay, do we do it from step 10?
I think we give it another go.
Okay, we're going to go one more time. Here we go, guys. In 3, 2, 1. Wow, that was a big jump off at the start. Is there enough kinetic energy behind it? And now he's stopped on step 3. Lindsay, we didn't make slistery today.
We can have one more go. Third time lucky.
One more go?
One more go.
I'm not letting you do any more than one more. It is the top step, and he's taken two steps at the start. We're coming down to... No.
It's getting halfway on the step there. Just wouldn't make the full step.
Not enough training, maybe?
Maybe not enough training.
Will you be back next year?
I'll be back next year to make Slicery.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
Now, really, at this point, we should have stopped with the Slicery, but we actually decided to give it one more go on a different set of steps to see if we could do it. Now, you'll notice I'm talking very quietly here. It's because there was a security guard around the corner that we didn't want to know that we were making Slicery on the steps because they don't take very kindly to that. Anyway, here's the fourth and final attempt on a different set of steps. Okay, we're standing here at the bottom of the mountain of steps that will be, well, that will make his Slicery. There's yep. a couple of people on it right now, but okay. They don't even know that history's about to be made on
they
the steps.
They don't know that this slinky, the yeah. rainbow epic slinky, is about to make history. Now, we're going to be quick. The security guard's looking at us. Yeah, so we've got to make this trick. So let's go.
All right, Lindsay's making it to the top of the steps. He is truly an Australian champion. About to knock the slinky off. Has it been a bit of rain? I don't know what he just said then, but here we go. Oh, it's already done two steps in one there. It's gone across one. Oh, we are... Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this, Australia? This is amazing. It's still going. It's still going. We're down to nearly step 10 now. Step 10 for the slinky. And of course, it has stopped at step 10, but we thought that would happen anyway, so we've got the restart. It's coming across. It's coming down. Step 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. And we... We made Slicery, guys. What an amazing day for Australia, guys. We made it all the way down.
We've done it.
This could be an Olympic sport.
Qantas is having a competition at the moment to name a plane.
So that's pretty cool.
So you can have your name on a plane, which is, you know, that's pretty awesome. That's awesome.
Not many people get to do that. Maybe Elton John.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's pretty much it.
Was that a Simpsons episode? I don't even know.
I can't remember. But you can send in to Qantas, like 25 words or less, why you want to have your name on a plane, why you should have your name on a plane.
Does anybody really need a reason to have their name on a plane?
I don't know. My dad.
Your dad?
He's seen this.
What's Crazy Carl doing these days?
He told me about it. I'm like, oh, okay. What'd you send in, Dad? What'd you write?
What, your dad sent something in?
He sent something in.
Carl wants his name on a plane.
He wants Carl Price on
Carl
a plane.
Price.
The Carl Price is landing at 12:15. I'm catching my dad.
Catching the Carl Price.
I'm catching my dad to Brisbane. I was like, okay, Dad, what'd you write? What'd you send it? He goes, oh, I didn't write anything. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't write anything in? You meant to write 25 words or less. He goes, no, I just sent in a photo. I think he just sent in a photo of him giving the thumbs up with a Qantas plane in the background.
Honestly.
I'm just hoping that'll win him his name on a plane.
What? He said it's 25 words or less.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's obviously got this very wrong because a picture is worth 1,000 words at least. He's gone way over the word limit.
He didn't even send the right... I don't even know how he sent a photo.
So wait, he took a photo of him with a plane.
I think so, with him giving the big thumbs up, gone.
Next to a plane.
Carl Price, this is my justification. This is why my
This
name-
is my justification that I've seen a plane before, thus I should be allowed to put my name on one.
I think that's his reasoning.
I could have physically turned around and drawn on it with a marker. Just cut out the middleman, put my name on it for me.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Well, good luck, Carl.
Good luck, Dad. I can't wait to fly up.
Thumbs up. So I've had a return of something.
Yes, that's right.
In my life.
What is it, Michael?
Something that happened a while ago, and it's now back.
Yeah.
It's what I like to call, and it sounds weird.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
But this is the name we came up with.
It's the name we came up with. It's called the 5 a.m. itches.
Yeah, and describe it for the listeners. What are the 5 a.m. itches?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yep.
It's around about 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
And I wake up and my head's really itchy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's just your head?
Not just. It's just the head.
Just the head. It's not none of the parts of the body, like the butt or the underarms.
No, it's just
the head.
It's just the head. I just get an itchy head.
Just get a real itchy head.
Real itchy head at about 5 a.m. in the morning.
At 5 a.m.
It's just for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then I go back to sleep and then I wake up at my normal time of what? Midday.
And then doesn't itch?
No, it doesn't itch. And all it is just this kind of small memory in my mind of, I think about 4 hours ago, I had the 5 a.m. itches.
Do you look at your pillow and see like hair and skin
just,
or?
Not really. It's just an itchy head.
So you just wake up at 5.
Your body wakes you up
at 5.
And says, hey, it's time to itch your scalp now.
It's time to itch.
Yeah. It's time to itch. It's time to give it a bit of a scratch on your scalp.
And when you got an itch, you got to scratch it.
Oh, yeah, got
you
it.
You can't just like.
But it's also because I'm so tired. Usually I'd be like, oh, it's just a little bit of an itchy head.
Yeah.
It's just don't worry about it. But because I'm so tired and it's 5 a.m., I go to town. I really go to town on my head.
A big old scratch.
Big old scratch of the head there. Love it. I really enjoy it.
So, I don't understand how, like, every day at 5 a.m., you wake up, scratch your head.
Yeah.
It's like you walk to the bathroom, like, you know, to go to the toilet or something just in the middle of the night.
But I don't get that. I get the 5 a.m. itches instead.
And just scratch away.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing, man.
It is weird. But the thing was, I only had it maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, and now they're back.
Now they're back. And I just realized the cause of it.
What?
Sydney. It's Sydney.
No, it's not Sydney. Because you went away to Melbourne, they went away. Seriously, the 5 a.m. itches went away.
Ballarat and Melbourne, no 5 a.m. itches. Come back to Sydney, 5 a.m. itches back.
Are you saying you have allergies to Sydney?
Yeah.
In your scalp?
I have 5 a.m. allergies.
5 a.m. allergies. On your scalp?
On my scalp.
And that's it. That's the only region of the itches.
Yeah.
No, I think you had some other itches. Remember the other itches you had?
Oh, the other itches?
Yeah, in your back pocket.
In my back pocket. Oh, the back pocket itches. No, that's the wallet itches.
That was the wallet itches. You had a wallet that irritated your butt cheek.
Well,
it was only one cheek. It was just why is this one cheek so itchy?
It was my wallet. My wallet.
I think it's because you sweated and your wallet went mixed with the leather used to make it itchy.
Yeah.
Is this right?
That is correct.
So our sweat would mix with your wallet.
And it was
itching up.
It's roughly 4 p.m. every rash. Day.
I'm like the queen on there because the coin seeped through.
Seriously, it was a real problem for a while there. But changed the wallets.
Yep.
Thus, no more 4 p.m. wallet itches.
That's good.
Now only 5 p.m. scalp itches. And I'm sure I'll be able to figure something out.
It might have to do something with your hair. Maybe we should just shave it all off. See what that looks like. Be a cone head for a day.
A cone head for a day?
Or maybe
until I put the wig back on?
Maybe the rest of your life. If it grows back.
It's never going to grow back. That's the last thing.
You're just hanging on to the hairs
over
there.
I'm literally hanging on to these hairs for dear life.
Putting glue in there instead of shampoo.
I'm feeling like the itches is maybe my hair growing back. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, really? Returning to your youth.
Maybe it's because of all the Rogaine I've been using.
Oh, that's
Could
it.
Be that. Could be
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Now, we're in the studios in a little centre in the city called World Square.
Yep, that's right. Quite a popular little hub for shopping and, you know, people coming here just for Sunday breakfast.
Got a Coles, got a Gloria Jeans. What else do you need? Got radio studios.
Yeah, it's got everything.
It's got everything now.
So you've now pushed the blue button on your iPhone and you've enabled the Snitch and Lynn's podcast commentary.
Yeah, that's right.
Just kicking back on the lounge now, just listening back to the podcast. And we're just going to do a little bit of commentary over the top of it.
This is where we're talking about the screen.
Yeah, you know, it's like a DVD commentary, except better.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about this segment, which is talking about the screen, the Olympic screen.
Yeah, the Olympic screen in World Square.
How'd you come up with this idea, Michael?
This is a great little story, actually. We were walking through the World Square.
Yeah.
And then we saw the screen there. And you and I looked at each other and said, hey, this would be a great segment for the podcast.
I was like, no, I think we actually saw that and we went, hey, we should check out what's happening at the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We looked up.
And that's what we're talking about now is that the screen was shit.
Yeah.
It was a really shit screen. And now we're talking about that on the podcast.
We basically looked up and we just saw a white canvas.
Yeah.
And saw some shades moving, but couldn't make out anything.
Is there meant to be something on that white canvas up there?
Or was it maybe turned off? No, it's on. It's definitely on and not.
And thus the story that is now going on underneath us on the podcast.
So, you know, have a laugh. Check it out.
Yeah, I thought it was... how did you think the segment actually went?
It went okay. It was a decent segment. It wasn't Frostache,
It wasn't our strongest. It wasn't the Frostache from last week. Frostache, great segment from last week.
Great segment.
If you haven't heard it.
Great segment, great haircut.
Oh, yeah. You're actually still sporting a Frostache right now.
Still living in the dream.
Still living the Frostache dream, Lindsay. What else did we have on this podcast?
Not a lot.
Not a huge amount, huh?
No. So basically we just took segments, other segments.
Oh, sorry. No, this is my favourite part of this segment.
Paul the Executor.
Great stuff. Gold classic stuff.
Classic stuff right there.
Oh, man. How do you write that?
Oh, well, you don't write stuff like that. You're born with stuff like that.
Great stuff.
You know how you write stuff like that? You literally walk into the studios and whatever's outside the studios, you talk about that. That's what happens.
That's basically the St. John Lynch show?
Yeah.
Just like the slinky thing.
Yeah, just the slinky thing, you know. And we're winding up right about now.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the Snitch and Lins podcast commentary.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
So if you want any more, press the blue button on your iPhone.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
You tried. You tried
points,
a little.
Points for trying, guys.
Points for trying. 10 for a trying. Zero
for execution. Sorry. Now, Lindsay, you were aware of what Madame Tussauds is, right?
That's the wax museum in London, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Very famous.
Yeah.
Got all the wax celebrities in there. I'm going to be honest, not my favourite place to go.
Okay, why not?
Haven't been there. Well, haven't been to London for one thing, so yeah, that's probably should, why I haven't
probably,
been there.
You probably should go.
No, I would never go to Madame Tussauds because honestly, I it sounds dull. I don't want to look at celebrities in wax form.
Yeah, but you're right there with the celebrities. It looks like you're right next to them.
No.
Why not?
I mean, because when you say to someone, hey, here's me hanging out with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they go, he looks a little weird. Oh, is that a giant Madame Tussauds thing in the background there? Oh, that's right. He's a wax figure. Who gives a crap?
I give a crap. It looks
no
cool.
No one gives a crap about wax figures.
I think wax figures are cool.
Look, they'd be cool if you went to like a museum and you'd be like, well, I appreciate the craftsmanship of it. They look so real.
They look real.
They do. Now, the thing that scares me is that Madame Tussauds now has a Sydney chapter next to the aquarium.
Let's go.
No, let's not go, Lindsay.
Oh, man,
this is a bad thing.
That is the ultimate day out of the aquarium plus the wax museums. Imagine... What if they had
aquarium
one
aquarium plus wax museum? That's your idea of a good day out.
That's like the blasty of days out.
Some slow fish and then some wax people. Mm-mm. This is a fun
Stop
time.
Stop that off with a paddle pop and you've got a blasty of a day. Greenland.
It's a country.
It's a country. It's quite a large landmass too.
I'm impressed that I know that.
Well,
my geography skills are getting better by the day.
No, they're not.
No.
Greenland, because of global warming, is losing 97% of its ice.
97%?
97%.
That's a lot of ice disappearing.
It's very alarming. It's just like, wow, this planet is warming up and this is a definite sign.
Is it really that much?
Okay, 97% of its ice is melting. Not going away, but it's melting.
It's melting.
It's melting. And this is an alarming fact for the rest of the world.
It's disappearing to nothing, is it?
So. It's going into water.
Okay, right, yeah.
Okay, people are panicking around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take this from Greenland's perspective.
Okay.
They're going...
What do you mean Greenland's perspective? Well, like you say that like there's people living there.
There's no one there. There's like a few dudes just hanging out.
A couple of dudes hanging out.
A couple of fishermen.
A couple of coldies on the side going, less ice here than I saw yesterday. Swear my house was there 5 minutes ago.
Where's my igloo? They're probably going, you know what? It's not such a bad idea. There's a bit more grass coming through. Bit more fertile land.
No, I think you're getting this wrong, Lindsay. Okay. I think the ice is like the land, isn't it?
I think it's some of the land. Yeah. I think it's some of the land. I think it's like a land currently...
I don't think it's like a bad frost, Lindsay.
It just went away and they're all getting green grass. It's going to be okay, guys.
I don't think that's how it works at all.
I think it does. I think we should ask Greenland. Why else would it be called Greenland?
It's
been covered in a frost for like 1,000 years.
Okay, well, should we call Greenland now?
Let's get him on the phone.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's give Greenland a buzz.
Okay, let's go.
Hello?
Greenland?
Yes, that's us.
Hey, we're just ringing from the Snitch and Lynn show. Just wondering, we're really curious about what's happening over there with global heating and global warming, that your ice is melting. How bad is it over there?
I don't really know. I don't really go outside much, actually. I'm just kind of chill inside, play a little bit of Xbox, a little bit of Wii. I've actually just finished up on some Wii bowling then with my mate. Let's look out the window now. Yeah, no, well, half the country is gone, yeah. No, it's definitely affected.
Well, does that make you worried? Are you worried about the future of Greenland?
Not really worried about the future of it itself because, like, it's literally me and, like, three other dudes that live here. We're a bit of a frat house kind of feel to it.
Okay.
Every now and then we go out to hunt some seals and stuff, but that's only, like, once a year. So, not really too worried about it.
So it's not going to affect your economy in any way?
Nah, I'll be fine. Should be right.
You know what, you're not worried about global warming at all affecting your country?
Well, no, I'm more worried about Iceland because, if you go by the title, we're Greenland, so we've got more green on us.
Yeah.
And Iceland, they should be more worried because they're the one that's made entirely of ice.
Okay, so they're going to melt away and just sink into the ocean. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Iceland. Iceland are gone, man. So sucks to be them.
Yeah.
Right?
So do you guys have like a rivalry? Because, you know, like New Zealand and Australia, America and Canada.
We used to have a rivalry. But they're gone now. I'm sorry. Did you not hear what I just said?
They just melted away. Well, thank you anyway. Thanks heaps, Greenland. We hope things...
No. Sorry. No, it's my fault. They're actually all at the Olympics. That's where they are. Yeah.
So they've cleared out.
Did you see our Olympic team?
No, I did not see them.
Man, kicking ass on the curling.
Oh, really?
Man, we're really good at that.
Put the Canadians to shame.
I just realised that they only do curling at the Winter Olympics. I got to go. My house is going under.
Okay, good to talk to you, Greenland. See you, mate.
Good to talk to you guys. Love your show.
Yeah, thanks, Eves.
Snitch is better.
Now, Lens, you're now the ripe old age of 25.
That's right. Mm. 25 as of 1 week ago.
So you should really be having, because I'm assuming that we're both going to live to at least 100. You should be having a quarter life crisis now.
Well, I am, Michael.
Yeah?
I really am. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I don't know what I'm doing on this show.
No. If anything, this is probably the worst place to have a quarter life crisis.
Yeah.
You should be doing something much cooler than a podcast.
Yeah, like, you know, jumping out of planes whilst playing guitar.
Buying bikes and destroying them and buying another one.
I should be doing that. Just going into debt with my money.
Yeah, absolutely.
I should just be living, Michael.
You should be living, yeah. So go live and get back to me. But you are now 25, and I don't like to big myself up, but I organised a little bit of a shindig for you.
Yeah.
I'm the best friend.
You and my girlfriend, I hear she did most of it. So.
Well, is that what she told you?
Well, that's what she...
Is that what she told you?
That's what she told me.
Well, she's not lying. I didn't do most of it, but I was there for the surprise.
Yeah, you were there for the surprise.
I didn't organise everybody. So, people don't know, we organised a surprise party for Lindsay for his 25th.
It was the best.
And you had no idea it was coming, did you?
I was genuinely surprised. I was asking for a surprise party, because I didn't want, I wanted one. And then you guys said, you teamed up, and Dish said, you're not getting one. Yeah. And then I got one.
Yeah,
and
that
was
it
was a big surprise.
It was a big,
I was genuinely surprised.
Threw you off the case, really. Now, I don't want this to get awkward, but many times it does on the podcast. I feel like you owe me now.
Yeah. What do I owe you?
I feel like you owe me a surprise party.
I
just wanted to put it on record now. It's a bit like posting like a patent to yourself. You know, when you try and patent something, you post it to yourself. So it's on record that you now owe me at least a surprise party.
Well,
at least one. I mean, you forgot my birthday like 3 times in a row.
Well, you used reverse psychology on me. You said, no, you're not getting one.
Yep.
So, Michael, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to give you a surprise party.
No, but now, that doesn't work that way. No,
prepare to be surprised.
You got to throw me a surprise party. I'm just saying, it's on the cards now. I will be expecting one. It will be happening because that's how the world works.
Probably not going to be as good as my surprise birthday party. I'm going to tell you that.
If anything, it should be better.
It should be.
If anything, you should be coming through the sky in a giant balloon.
On a jet.
You should appear outside my apartment going, snitch, man.
Like, no, I come in on a hot air balloon. You hop in and I take you up into the clouds.
I walk out of my apartment balcony onto a hot air balloon. You take me up to the clouds and then you've organised a million people to spell out surprise snitch across Australia. And then I'll be happy. Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. But you're a hard man to please. And you would look at that and go,
been done. Been done, man.
See, that's the hard thing. That's why I'm not going to organise a surprise party.
You're officially giving up now.
Yeah, I'm giving up right now.
So you're saying that I've topped
every
surprise
party. It's not even on the cards. It's not even.
Not even on the cards.
It's not even like jotted down as a point.
Hey,
surprise.
Hey, Linsman.
What?
Good reverse psychology. I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting for that
surprise. I know what you're doing. You're reverse psychologing me now.
No.
Yeah, okay, cool.
No.
No surprise party for me.
No, trust me.
No surprise party.
There is no party coming. There's no party going. Hey, you didn't give me a present.
It's on its way. It's on its way.
Yeah.
It's also reverse psychology. It's not on its way. It's that time of week again for a little bit of meditation.
Yep, just a little bit of relaxing, diving into the realm of spirituality.
Yep.
And just chilling out.
Yeah, really. Speaking of spirituality, Lindsay.
Yes.
Last week, you may remember that we used the Orb of Truth.
We do have the Orb of Truth with us today.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it again.
It only tells the truth.
Okay.
The Orb of Truth.
That's right. And it's been part of the meditation for a week now.
Yep.
We figured it was good enough last week. Let's give it another go.
Okay, so we're going to ask the Orb of Truth a few questions, and it shall answer truthfully. Okay, first question. Olympics related, because the Olympics is upon us.
Of course, yeah.
Will Stephanie Rice win gold in whatever she does? Swimming. Can't say now.
Can't say now.
Can't say now. Thanks, Orb. That's a safe bet.
You know what, Orb? You suck. Okay?
You suck,
You're meant
Orb.
To give us an actual answer.
Okay? We need to place bets.
Who's going to win the table tennis men's doubles? Oh, that's right. That doesn't actually
give names, Michael.
doesn't give specific names.
It's a yes or no question.
It's very likely someone will win it, so that's always good.
That's good.
Because if it was going to be a draw, then that would probably be even better, because then I'd still win, right?
No, you wouldn't win.
I wouldn't win on a draw?
Michael, the orb has answered your question.
I just realised that I don't know how many words.
You asked a poor question. We were meant to do a photo shoot this weekend, me and Snitch. Well, if Snitch looked ugly in the photo shoot, in every photo.
I feel like I could answer that question myself, but no.
Oh, don't bet on it.
Mm.
Someone likes you. Yeah. Someone likes you, Michael.
The orb likes
the
me.
Orb.
Honestly, I think this orb has a bit of a crush on me.
I think it does. I ask it all these really bad questions about you, and it always answered nicely.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I love this orb.
I hate the orb.
It's truthful.
No, it's not.
Let's see this. Let's throw a bit of a curveball at the orb for today, okay? Hey, orb. Do you tell the truth, orb? Do you tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God. You can count on us.
Oh, the orb's got you there, Michael.
I like you, orb. You're a good orb. I like it.
Will the screen outside ever be repaired and actually show the Olympics? During the Olympics. Looks like yes.
Wow.
You shall be repaired.
You're in luck, World Square. Looks like someone's going to fix up your blunder for you.
You're going to draw in a crowd.
Yeah. Was the London Olympics opening ceremony better than Beijing?
Because we didn't stay up and watch it, did we?
No, I don't know. Can't say now.
Come on.
It's already happened, Orb. Get with the times. All right, Orb. Orb, did you watch the opening ceremony, Orb? So it shall be.
Look at all.
It doesn't even work.
No, it's broken.
All right, Orb, you suck, all right? I'm never calling you again. No. It's been passive aggressive too, actually.
Outro. And
we're done for another week on the Snitch and Lins podcast.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for making it about, you know, all the way through this podcast, however long it will end up being.
Yeah, it's probably not that long.
No, because you handle that. You do all that work.
I do all that work. We've been through this before.
Yep.
I do all the production.
Thanks for putting it together.
Lindsay sits around and talks.
I just pretty much rock up and just say, hey, I'm going to talk about this.
But do keep an eye on the Facebook, facebook.com/snitchandlins. We've now hit 300 fans.
The likes are lighting up.
Mm.
It's going up every day.
That's right. If you haven't liked it yet, please jump on there and give us a like.
Give us a like.
Because we are posting up all sorts of funny material every now and then. Lindsay posts something as well.
Generally, I will just ignore the alarm to post something.
He's that bad that I've literally made Lindsay put an alarm on his phone so I can post something on the Facebook, and it still doesn't happen.
No. I forget what the alarm's for sometimes. I'm like, what's this
alarm literally
for?
Labeled post something on the Snitch and Lins Facebook.
It just says snooze, and I was like, yeah, I'll hit snooze for that.
That's not...
I'll snooze on the post. I'll do it later.
Story of your life, Lindsay. Let's get out of here. It's been a pleasure. Like every week.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Amazing.
I got that. Put that on tape.
Hold that against me. Use that in court.
Oh, I will. Amazing.
Amazing.
Lindsay said about the murder, it was amazing.
Next thing you know, that's going to be on a soundboard somewhere.
Mm.
The Liz iPhone app. Amazing.
Amazing.
Is it like, this is what Lindsay says about it. Mm. Amazing. It's all like,
what's your favorite kids show? Amazing.
Amazing.
Mm.
Batman came out.
What's your favorite Spider-Man? Amazing Spider-Man.